Hey everybody, Adam Davidson here, Radcast number 45, coming to you on this Monday, December 14th, 2015. Yesterday was the third Sunday in Advent. You could tell it was the third Sunday because that rogue pink candle on the Advent wreath was shining bright for all to see. It's always bothered me that the pink candle isn't the first one and isn't the last one in the wreath of four, or that the pink candle isn't the center candle. The pink one is this imbalanced sort of like somebody made a mistake and ordered the wrong color candle there on the Advent wreath. But remember, the whole purpose of Advent is to throw us off, to go counter to our culture's trend toward consumerism and just, you know, slide into Christmas as soon as the kids are back in school. In the church, we take our time to work our way to Christmas, and we are intentionally getting ready for the coming of Jesus, celebrating Christmas, and of course his triumphant return. And then when we get to Christmas, we don't just celebrate it for a day, but we celebrate it for 12 days. Five golden rings, etc., etc. So this last Sunday with the pink candle, there you are, another moment where Advent is just trying to throw us off. The pink candle is all about joy. The joy is that God has come to save us. This is a source of great joy. Christians throughout the centuries have celebrated the fact, the very simple, down-to-earth fact, that God has come to set us free. That's the best thing, the best news of all, is that Jesus has come to be our Messiah and to release us from our captivities and to be a mighty warrior who fights the darkness and destroys that darkness with his marvelous light. It's good news. It's a reason to be joyful. One of the great readings from this past Sunday is Zephaniah 3:17, which tells us that God rejoices over us with singing. How amazing is that? What does God's singing voice even sound like? I don't know if we'll ever hear on this earth, most of us, what his voice sounds like when he sings. I do know that the psalmist says that he inhabits the praises of his people, and when you are gathered in a worship setting and the people are singing together, I think that's sort of how God's voice might sound, that harmony, that choir of, people singing the praises of God. His voice is in that. He intermingles in our celebration because he is a God of joy. He has set us free and saved us by his great love and mercy, and so we are a people of joy. Let the joy leak and ooze and flow out of you this week as we continue in this season of Advent. And I'm not going to say Merry Christmas, not yet. I'm going to say Happy Advent and happy week of joy